The joy of serving others. As followers of Christ, we are called to serve one another. Jesus himself said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Mark 10 verse 45. Serving others is not only a commandment from Jesus, but it also brings joy and fulfillment to our lives. Let us explore the joy of serving others and how it is a reflection of Christ's love for us. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various form. 1 Peter 4 verse 10. God has given each of us a unique gifts and talents to use for His glory. As faithful stewards of His grace, we are called to use these gifts to serve others. Serving others is not about us, it's about being a vessel for God's love and grace to flow through us. Serving others can take many forms. It can be as simple as helping a neighbor with their groceries or as complex as dedicating your life to missions work. Whatever form it takes, the act of serving others is an act of love. When we serve others, we are following in Jesus' footsteps. Jesus served others through healing, teaching, and ultimately giving his life for us. We can never repay Jesus for the ultimate sacrifice he made for us, but we can honor him by serving others in his name. Serving others can be challenging at times. It can be difficult to put others' needs before our own. And it can be frustrating when our efforts seem to go unnoticed. But the joy that comes from serving others far outweighs any temporary discomfort. When we serve others, we are blessed with the joy that comes from giving ourselves. We experience the joy of seeing others' needs met, and the joy of being a part of something bigger than ourselves, and the joy of knowing that we are living out God's purpose for our lives. Serving others brings joy to both the person serving and the person being served. In Acts 20 verse 35, Paul quotes Jesus as saying, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When we serve others, we experience the joy of making a difference in someone's life. Serving others is a tangible way to reflect the love of Christ to those around us. In John 13 verse 34 and 35, Jesus says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." When we serve others with love, we are showing them the love of Christ. When we serve others, we are also worshiping God. In Colossians 3 verse 23 and 24, Paul writes, "Whatever you do, work it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward." It is the Lord Christ you are serving. When we serve others, we are serving God. In conclusion, let us remember that serving others is not just a duty, but a joy. Let us approach every opportunity to serve with gratitude and humility, knowing that we are reflecting the love of Christ and worshiping God in the process. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you with a grateful heart for the many blessings you have given us. You have given us so much, and we recognize that with these blessings come the responsibility to serve others. Lord, we ask that you would help us to have a servant's heart. Help us to see the needs of others and to be willing to meet those needs. Show us how we can be a blessing to those around us and how we can serve them in your name. Give us the strength and courage to put others before ourselves. Help us to lay down our own desires and preferences and to serve others with humility and grace. May we reflect your love and kindness to all those we served. Lord, we ask that you would bless those we serve. Meet their needs and provide for them in every way. May they see your love and provision through our service to them. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve others. May we continue to serve with joy and gratitude, knowing that through our service, we are glorifying you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.